The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me, Wanda.
Robin Ellis, and she's just relaxing here beside me on the couch at the house and enjoying the fireplace and our nice what do we call this room?
Some people would call it a great room. I call it a family room because I like
room.
It for family.
Okay, I like it. Yep, and our Chris Klaproth is our producer this morning, and we're getting all kinds of emails here about people wanting to be in a muzzleloader contest, and they're all in. We're putting them all in, and so that's good. You can enter by email if you like, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. But I think we're only going to take names till about the first break. How's that sound, Mr. Chris?
Don't call
Hello,
me
Chris.
Wanda. Yeah, don't call me Wanda.
No, I don't call you Wanda.
That's
I love him.
Yeah, Shirley, you jest. I'm not jesting, and stop calling me Shirley. yeah. So, any calls on the line at the moment?
No, sir.
No, sir.
They're all open, waiting for people to call.
Well, here's what's going to happen. All the deer hunters are probably, at least, if they're not, they should be very close to being in their stands this morning. So we lose a chunk of the deer hunters in the second hour, but there's still plenty of people out there that are eligible to win a muzzleloader, and all they have to do is call in 410 WCBM 680 or 410-922-6680. Leave their name and number, go on the air with me, and they can get in. We're in the mid 60s right now with a number of people in the contest. Everybody that calls in today will not only be entered for November, today's drawing, but also be eligible for December as well. So you get a double chance by calling in on this day today. So spent most of the day yesterday visiting some good folks. And
I just sent John the picture of Dad meeting him for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Robin's dad got to meet him for the first time. Robin's dad was Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources under the Ehrlich administration, Ron Franks. And he got to be with his grandson yesterday.
Great-grandson.
That was a lot of fun. I got to feed him. I'm still not to the diaper changing stage yet. As long as there's somebody else to do that, I'm going to avoid that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
there'll come a day.
There might be. Might be. Maybe not. I'm gonna try
Maybe
to avoid
you should
it.
Practice when somebody's
think,
around.
I have no idea how to do it, and I don't want to know how to do it.
There's going to be a day you're going to be alone with him.
Oh, I don't think so. Unless it's in a deer stand 15 years from now.
Okay.
12 years from now.
We'll see.
10 years.
He does get very upset if I don't let him have his time with him, because I seem to kind of hoard him a little bit. And
you hog the baby. Let's just admit that.
And he likes to hold him. He likes to feed him.
Yeah.
He's learning how to burp him.
He let out a good one yesterday.
See, it's that percussion. You can't just pat it. You gotta let him. You gotta let him know that he needs to burp.
I see. Okay.
So it's been, it's for two older people who haven't had kids forever, and you've never dealt with
a
newborn.
I've never dealt with a newborn, no. Never had any kids.
So. It's been an interesting journey so far.
Yep. So, I like that comment, John. All right. Any callers on the line there, buddy?
Yes. We have Thomas.
Well, let's talk to Thomas. Good morning, Thomas.
Morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Are you in the blind today, buddy?
I am not.
Are you going out?
I'm going to be working on goose tips and goose blinds today.
Oh, boy.
You weren't in Easton the other day, were you? This week.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I swore I saw you. Somebody looked just like you. You're a doppelganger.
Oh, no.
That poor fool.
Ah, he's lucky.
Okay, yes.
Real quick, did you like that in the Muslim contest?
How you been?
I'm good. How about you?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Good. Have you been out for deer season?
Yes.
I know you got one with muzzleloader.
Been a little slow this season.
Well, the harvest says it's up 29% on opening day, and then, of course, the wind and the rain the rest of the week. But, you know, so. Yeah, I haven't called you. I texted you the other day. I'm kind of focused on that one, so we'll see what happens.
I was thinking you didn't love me anymore.
Okay, Tom. I'll call you. You can put me in the stand sometime.
Oh, please put him in the stand. I tease him about going hunting so much, but I love when he goes hunting.
So
I did want to say this. I called in right before the top of the hour, and I've called many talk shows, and I've never had the call screener tell me to call back later after the top of the hour. They usually put you on hold and you have to sit there and
listen to the news
forever. Yeah, Chris is awesome.
He is. He is absolutely wonderful. We are so blessed to have him.
Chris? Oh, no question.
Yeah, daggone right.
Yep.
And I've been listening to the Outdoor Show for years.
6-4-5
And Robin is a definite improvement.
All right, John, I'm going to put you back on hold.
I love him more and more every minute.
Tom?
Honestly, this morning I thought I was doing it by himself. He left here and he walked out and said, I forgot something. I got to be back. I'll be back. And the music's going and it's going and going, and he's like, nowhere to be found.
All right, buddy. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Tell right, Jenny I said hi.
I will.
All right, buddy. See you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. Mr. Chris, are you with us today?
Yes, I've got Harry.
Ooh.
And then we've got Dennis, and then we have John.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Dennis. Real quick, you and I need to start our own fan club.
Okay,
we will all do right. that. Alan doesn't like social media. Chris and I'll start our own fan club.
And then there's silence.
I think we have a caller on the line. Let's talk to Harry.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good. Just heading out to the deer hunt today.
Gotcha. What county are you hunting?
Baltimore.
I gotcha.
Taking my 12-year-old daughter with me.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice. Has she got one yet?
She's just hanging out with me.
Oh, she's not hunting?
Next year.
Got it. What's her name?
Her name is Taylor.
Taylor? Is Taylor available to talk or is she asleep?
Does Taylor want to talk? She's saying no.
No? Well, good morning,
Taylor.
Good
morning, Taylor.
You have fun out there. Look, Taylor, it's not all about just shooting a deer, okay? Keep your eyes open today. You can see anything out there that you can imagine. You could see a fox, all kinds of birds, all kinds of things in nature, you know?
Alan actually sent me a video of squirrels the other day.
Yes, I had how many? Eight.
Eight squirrels.
Eight squirrels underneath the feeder, and they were going insane, chasing each other all around the woods. So.
Well, that's good.
Good stuff to see.
Very entertained last weekend. We had deer everywhere. So.
Oh, that's good.
Great.
That's good.
I appreciate what you do.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. Good luck.
Bye.
Dennis. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning to both of you this morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'd like to enter a muzzleloader contest.
All right. You are in.
Okay. Thank you, and you guys have a safe and good day. I hope you kill a deer this afternoon.
I hope so, too, man. I appreciate it. Thanks. See you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. Man, the emails are coming like crazy, Robin. I got like nine of them here this morning. We're adding them to the list. Let's talk to
John.
John. Good morning, John. Hello, John.
Hey, Alan.
How are you?
Alan, you there?
I'm here, buddy. What's up?
I'm sorry. Just poured some hot tea.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, I went out a few days last week. I didn't have any luck. Came home with a heck of a cold. So
oh, that sounds... Yeah, hot tea.
I'll wait until another week or so clears up. Maybe I'll get out later on for that late muzzleloader. I guess they're still having that this year.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
So I'll do that.
Yep, there's a week break, and then the late muzzleloader season comes in for 2 weeks. So it's
well,
going to be good.
Well, I feel like a teenager by then.
There you go. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Well, keep drinking that hot tea. Put a little lemon in it. Put a little honey in it, and you'll be fine.
Now, Wanda, don't take anything off of this guy.
Never, never. Never, never, never.
Good luck today, people.
All right, thanks.
You have a super day.
Take care, man.
Thanks much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Anybody on the line there, Chris? Hello, Chris.
I'm here. Yeah, we've got Brian.
Brian. Let's talk to Brian. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, thank you for holding.
I'm
real quick,
good.
Would you like to enter the muzzleloading contest?
Sorry?
I was going to the tree stand, but I had some family things to do this morning, so.
Well, I hear you.
Would like to be entered into the contest.
Okay, you're in. You are in. Anything
right,
else going on?
No, try to get out later this week and get a couple of those.
Got it. All right, man. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Boy, they're rocking and rolling here on email, too. We're going to cut that off here shortly. So,
And next we have Wayne.
Wayne. Okay. I think after Wayne, we're going to take a short break and talk about our sponsors, and then we'll be back after that. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
I'd like to enter the muzzle loading contest.
You are in.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I'm actually calling from Kaiser, West Virginia this morning. I listen to you on the TuneIn Radio app. And,
okay.
We hunt here in West Virginia, but the last day of our buck season, but I help a buddy on a Christmas tree farm. So
I got you.
This morning, I'll try to get out this afternoon.
There you go. This is your last day of the buck season in West Virginia?
Yes, sir.
Are bears in season as well?
They were for the first week, I believe.
Okay.
I don't have any bears in our Mineral County area. Well, we do, but... not many where I live, so
not close. Which
I don't get into the bear hunting much.
Sure, gotcha. Well, they're different, that's for sure.
So. We enjoy your radio show and listen to you every Saturday morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And you guys have a great hunt this morning. Okay.
All right. You guys take care.
All right, buddy. See ya. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Ready for a break there, Chris?
Well, I was about to say, let's talk to Lori real quick.
Okay, Lori, who called back. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm okay. I just wanted to enter your muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Lori, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. There we go.
Now it's all yours.
Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. Goose season, right around the corner. I'm going to tell you about two shotguns. There's the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak, Shadow Grass, DuraTouch Camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, just like all the old days. It's ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive, auto-loading shotgun with a 100,000-rounder, a 5-year guarantee, the A5. Yep, it ain't your granddaddy's A5. It's the new A5 from the folks at Browning. Now, Browning built a gun designed specifically for waterfowl hunting. It's an auto-loader called the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It has a power drive gas system that reduces recoil. And when you put this gun to your shoulder, you're going to just automatically, when you throw that gun up, in the shop, okay, with no ammo in it, empty, you're going to close your eyes, you're going to put that gun in your shoulder, and you're going to say, come on, babies, get a little closer. And I'll tell you what, you're going to think you're in the field waterfowl hunting, no question. That's Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, Clyde's Sports Shop. Now let's switch over there to Chesapeake Outdoors on the Eastern Shore. The first choice for hunters and anglers on the Eastern Shore is Chesapeake Outdoors, of course. While we're in the deer season, in the middle of it, let's talk about some tree stands. 20% off all tree stands, ladders and climbers and lock-ons. Matthews compound bows, Raven R26 and R29 crossbows, the Mission Sub 1XR crossbow. And then there's crossbows for every budget from 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. Why not for Christmas? Why not? Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. Muzzleloaders and accessories by TC and CVA, our sponsor here. Scent Lock apparel for the deer hunters who want to remain scent-free. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and then waterfowl coming in real quick. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. All major brands with steel shot and gear and camo. Avery decoys, Kent fast steel, banded camouflage clothing. And as far as waterfowl picking this season, you're going to have to call when the season opens to see if Chesapeake Outdoors is going to be able to pick your waterfowl. So that number is 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right off Route 50 East on Ken Island. Going the other way, it's still 39B. I think that's South Piney Road, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment.
Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tanks drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rolled the window down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed all around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bow.
All right, Chris.
Did we cut the calls off yet, buddy?
Hello,
Chris.
Yeah, I was about to say I've got two people.
Okay.
I've got. Are
they on the list or not?
Yes, they are on the list.
As long
I've got
as
John
list,
and William.
John and William are on the list. And
yes,
William
they're
will be
on the
last
list.
Caller for the contest. Okay. Got it.
What's the number? How many?
72.
Thank you.
So let's talk to one of those fellows. Let's talk to John. Morning, John.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Well, you?
Doing pretty good. I just wanted to get in on the contest.
You are
but
in.
I do have a question about the hunter safety course. Does that ever expire?
No. No, I took mine in, I took mine in 1966 in Pennsylvania.
Well, mine's been about 50 years ago, so then I'm good then, because I'm thinking about getting back out there one day. It's been a while since I've been out hunting.
Okay, well, I think the cutoff is 1972 or something like that. You can sign an affidavit and say you've had a hunter safety course. It's not, it's no big deal to retake it. You know, it's a couple days, a couple hours, and it does refresh your memory. I've taken Maryland twice. I've taken the bow hunter education course, taken the muzzleloader course, and it's all just good fun, good times, and you do learn something every time you go, and you get to meet some nice people. So, you know, I'd sign up for it again if I were you, just to do
well,
it.
Well, nothing wrong with doing that.
Nope.
Doing a little hunting with my camera lately, but I'm thinking about getting back out in the field. I got a nice 8-pointer comes up in back of my house out here. So.
Ah, gotcha. Well, that can inspire you. You know, that'll seeing that old buck, that can inspire you.
Yeah, well, it has.
Yep. Okay. Unfortunately, it inspires some people the wrong way. They think that that's the ultimate prize.
No, it's not. No.
You know, the ultimate is getting out there in God's nature, and you know, being able to just be quiet for a little while, and you know, talk to your maker if you want.
Yeah, well, like you said earlier, you see so many other things. Well, I've seen a couple coyotes out here, some fox, all kind of critters.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and it's really nice.
No
got
question.
A couple. I live down in near a nature center down here in Middle River.
Right.
And we had some eagles come through and everything nest down here.
I don't have it yet.
Really great.
Yeah, I got you. Well, like you said, it's all out there.
It is.
You got
okay,
it.
Well, thank you for everything.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day, and I hope you get back into it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you got it. All right, we have, who's next on the line there, Chris?
We've got William.
William, okay, got it. William, good morning, 410. What's that?
Well, I said good morning, Alan. I haven't spoke with you or even listened to you for a while. I've had a lot going on this year. Work's been slow. The economy's doing well. But people decided this year they're going to take vacations and they weren't doing repairs to their home. So that slowed us down a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
And then my father died, and I've been dealing with a lot of stuff there.
Oh, man, sorry to hear that.
I had to get out early this morning for work because it's starting to pick back up.
Right.
And here you pop on the radio, and then you're talking about being out in the woods, being tranquil with the Lord and everything.
That's right.
And God's been speaking to me a lot. You know, I joined some men's groups at church, and which has really helped me a whole lot. And hearing the encouragement that's coming from you.
Well,
talk about Lord and his environment. People just need to focus a little more, and it's made me realize that I've missed a lot through this fall season.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but can I speak to that just for a minute?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been hunting this really nice buck, and you know, and the prayer is, hey Lord, thanks for, you know, letting me come out here in your nature today and see everything around us, keep all the hunters in the field safe today and keep me safe, you know, my tree stand and you know, all that stuff. And if you decide to give me the gift of this buck, I will, you know, I'll greatly receive it, but let my aim be true, let me recover the animal, don't let it suffer, and all that stuff. And so Thursday I'm sitting there hunting the same deer, same woods, you know, within 10 yards of the where I've been hunting, and I'm up a tree, and it's windy, and there's nothing moving. I saw one squirrel and a few birds, and that was it. No deer. I was sat there from daylight, you know, before daylight, till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, didn't see a thing. But here's what I said, you know, and it was like this bolt of lightning came out of the sky. I'm asking God to bless me with this deer without taking into consideration his will. And I simply said, I'm sorry. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And if you want me to have this deer, I'll get it. And if you don't, that's fine too, because that's your will, and I'll take it at that. And you know what? I don't know if I'll get that deer or not. But if I do, it's a blessing. If I don't, that's his will as well. So how else do you look at it? I mean, you can get so eaten up with the pursuit, you forget about all that other stuff.
You're right. We take and miss a whole lot.
Don't we? Yeah.
And he gives us what we need.
Yep.
And what we need is just to sit down and relax. And we're spending time with him because we do think when you're out there, you are thinking about it.
Right.
So even if you're not speaking, but we ought to be speaking to him, praying to him.
All right, buddy. Well, you got the message, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you much.
All right.
Have a great day, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You also.
Thank you, guys.
You too.
All right. Take Bye. Care. Folks, we're going to cut off the muzzleloader season with that caller right there. And Robin is going to put the random generator onto her phone and spin the magic wheel. And Miss Robin, do you have a number for us that corresponds to everybody's number on the list?
Mm-hmm.
What is that number?
37.
And whose name corresponds to 37?
Matt Dodge.
Matt Dodge. Well, I'm sorry for those of you who didn't get pulled on this pick.
Got one more month to go.
Got one more month to go. You know, just keep calling in and keep entering. And those of you that did call today are in the December contest. So everybody that's called and will continue to call is in. Everybody that emailed is in. But Matt Dodge, number 37. Matt, if you're listening, you're welcome to call. I don't typically call you while we're on the air, but I will call you after the show.
But he's welcome to call in now if he wants.
He's welcome to call in now, sure, and confirm the phone number. So, Chris, did you print that list out?
I can.
Okay. Well, you can look down and see Matt's name on there, and if he does call, you can confirm.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You can confirm the phone number with it.
I've got the hard copy here.
Okay.
I mean,
cool.
That's how I got you the information. And just to let you know, I've got two people on the line.
All right. Well, they're in the December contest, and let's talk to them. Who do we have?
We've got Taylor.
Okay.
And then after Taylor, we've got Beverly.
Taylor and Beverly. Got it. Good morning, Taylor.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. You? No. It's Alan, not sir.
Do what?
It's Alan, not sir.
Okay. Okay. I was calling about your muzzleloader contest, and then just one other thing. I live on the Eastern Shore. I know it's a great place to hunt. There is a lot of people that come to the Eastern Shore to hunt. But one of the things that seems to really get under my skin is how many deer carcasses I end up seeing on the shoulders of back roads, just laying right there by the road. After somebody's harvested a deer, I guess they don't know where to or what to do with the rest of it, and they just dump it on the side of the road. Wouldn't it make sense if you're dumping it on the side of the road right beside a woods, wouldn't they have the decency to drag it back in the woods 30 yards so it's out of sight?
You sure these aren't road kills?
Oh, a roadkill doesn't usually have the guts and the entrails cut out, the hides, you know, peeled back.
Oh, I know what you're... Listen, I've seen it. This is a recent practice. I've seen this, and this is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. Listen, I know exactly what you're talking about. There are people out there who should be charged with wanton waste by not taking that carcass out of the woods, and here's what they do. What they do is they shoot the deer. They cut it down the spine. They peel out the back straps. They cut off the hindquarters. Skin them out, cut off the hindquarters, and leave the rest of the deer to rot. They don't take the front shoulders. They don't take...
And they're just throwing them on the side of the road, which the county does come around and pick them up. I have a friend that actually does that. But the way I see it is what's going to happen is somebody's eventually going to complain enough to where some sort of politician that doesn't know anything about hunting or how it works is going to step in and make a bunch of laws or legislation that's going to affect the hunters. That's going to adversely affect us because of the few people that couldn't properly dispose of a deer.
That's kind of how it works, Taylor.
So I figure maybe speaking to you, you could push to your listeners because you do have a big base to, hey, make sure you drag your deer out of sight. Make sure if you are going to dump them on the side road, put them back where people can't see them, or, you know,
Taylor, I'm not going to tell them that. You know what I'm going to tell them? You kill it, you process it.
Well,
kill it, you take it to a deer processor, learn how to cut it yourself, and don't waste it, and don't paint all hunters with that horrible brush, blood-stained brush, that you have provided for the public to see on the side of the road.
Yes, and that would be excellent. I mean, that would be great if they would do that.
Yes.
In reality, will they? Probably not.
Well, in reality, then they need to be charged with wanton waste and given a citation.
That would be great.
Because to waste an animal carcass... And this includes everybody that kills an animal in Maryland by no matter what means, whether it's legalized hunting practices, whether it's deer crop damage permits, you're required to make use of that carcass. Not gut shoot that animal and let it run into the ditch and die for the buzzards to eat. You are required to take that animal and utilize the meat. Look, take it to a processor and donate it. All these processors have places where they can donate meat.
Well, that's the way I see it. If you're not going to eat it, donate it. Just donate it. It's going to get put to use.
Right, exactly. But I've seen this wastefulness, and I've seen this technique, and you know I've seen this in the magazines, how to pack out your elk without you know do this and cut that back straps out and cut the look, take the animal out of the field, take the animal out of the woods, get it out of there and take it to a processor, take it home and cut it up. And if you have to dispose of the carcass in a black garbage bag and put it in your trash can for the municipality to haul it away, do that. Huh? No, I mean the hide. I mean the hide and everything else, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, just about a month ago, I seen where somebody put one in a trash bag, but instead of putting it in the trash can, they just threw it out on the side of the road right by the stop sign.
Oh, God.
Right where a school bus has to stop every day.
Do you know, hunters
hanging out of the bag?
Unethical hunters are our worst nightmare, buddy. Unethical hunters are our worst nightmare. I don't call these people hunters. Okay? I would not elevate their status to call them hunters. I call them deer killers.
Well, that's what they are.
They're just killers. They're not even hunters. So, it requires no woodsmanship to do what they do. Okay?
Yep.
And don't be proud of yourself for killing a deer if you're going to waste it. Thanks, Tyler. Right, appreciate that.
Thank you. Yes,
all right, buddy. Take
Beverly's
care.
Beverly's next, I think.
Beverly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you both?
Doing great.
Doing
yourself?
Good.
Fine. Getting ready for three parades today.
Three parades?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Ocean City, Del Mar, and Seaford tonight, Seaford, Delaware.
You're going to be a traveling lady.
Yeah, you're crazy today.
Yeah, we own a Jeep, and we got the Jeep in our club's entry, so we have fun with it. Seeing the children smile, that's what we enjoy.
That's exactly right.
The Jeep culture over here has gotten really big.
Yeah, yep. We got, our Ocean City Jeep Club has approximately, I think, 400 or 500 members, and today we got 52 entries in the parade.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, I've got some friends. The whole family owns Jeeps, and they all go out together.
Uh-huh. I entered in the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
And I am a volunteer at one of the most beautiful places here on this earth, Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I see plenty of the sick of deer and the whitetail.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to call in and be in the muzzleloader contest, and I want to let thank you for all you do, both of you.
You're in there. Thank you, Beverly.
Beverly, you have a wonderful day.
Do you work at the Visitor Center, Beverly?
Yes, I do.
I think we've met. We may have met. So.
Wednesday mornings. Well, introduce yourself next time you come in. I work every Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, my husband works in the maintenance department. He puts in about 20 hours a week down there. Working in the maintenance, he's a heavy equipment operator for Blackwater Refuge.
How neat.
Volunteering. Yeah, we both retired and needed to keep our minds active, and we decided to do something in a beautiful location, so we decided to do that, and I'm an amateur photographer also, so I get chances to shoot some beautiful wildlife.
Wonderful.
That's a wonderful way to retire.
Well, Beverly, I'll tell you what, thank you for your service to the visitors of Blackwater. It is a great place. We love it down there.
Thank you. And stop in and say hi next time you're down there.
We'll do it. Thanks.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chris, any other callers on the line?
No, sir.
Well, why don't we talk about a couple of our sponsors?
Yes. That'll make everybody happy.
Oh, I'll tell you what'll make everybody happy.
Let me guess. Is it that famous bakery?
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. So when we're in Route 50 and I'm headed to the deer stand, or, you know, Robin and I are going to
Hobby Lobby
or some place in Salisbury, we usually swing by and get a couple donuts, a cup of coffee at Bay Country Bakery. Now, Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. And I might stop there today and take some donuts down to camp. I just might do that. And, you know, you can get a sandwich there, too. They do serve breakfast every day from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday, and then lunch, breakfast all day, and even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can get a nice lunch there as well. And they do have some really tasty lunches if you look at their menu. So Bay Country Bakery has the most scrumptious, delicious, mouth-watering, exciting fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads in all of Maryland, Virginia, and the Mid-Atlantic states. Do what I do when you drive down Route 50 to find Bay Country Bakery. Look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. It's ginormous. It's got pink icing on it. It's a painting of a donut. It's not an actual donut.
You mean you can't eat it?
No. Well, if you want to be one of those paint lickers, you go right ahead. It's got pink frosting on it and sprinkles. Do you like sprinkles on donuts? I don't particularly care for sprinkles.
I like sprinkles on anything.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good salad you made last night.
Thank you.
I'm really looking forward to some more of that today. But I digress. Hey, when you see the big donut on the side of the building, you're there. Bay Country Bakery. Visit their website, like their Facebook page. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe Robin will be there buying donuts for me.
Maybe.
So I think we need to talk one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes.
I think you're right. Let's talk about two rifles. There's a new one. It's the SHOT Show Special from 2019. They just came out with this. It's called a Stalker Long Range. It's an A-Bolt 3, which means it's a step down from the X-Bolt, but it's still a Browning. It's got a 26-inch barrel, heavier sporter weight 26-inch barrel. It's got a threaded muzzle with a muzzle brake and a threaded protector. It's suppressor-ready. It's not included, of course. That's a whole different process. And then you can get that in a lot of long-range calibers, like the 6.5 Creedmoor, the 308, 7mm Remington Mag, and the 300 Winchester Mag. If you need to take that long shot on the marsh or you need to take that long shot on the field in a rifle county, this might be the gun for you. The AB3 Stalker, composite stock, blue barrel. And it's very, very reasonably priced. Now, if you're really looking for a nice bolt-action rifle, the X-Bolt. I was looking at a couple the other day at Clyde's. I was looking at the Medallion, and I was looking at the Gold, and really nice rifles, extremely accurate bolt-action, big game hunting perfection. Come in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. It's the X-Bolt. This is the top of the line for Browning when it comes to high-powered bolt-action rifles. Why not stop by and see them all at Clyde Sports Shop? All the Brownings at the full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at Clyde's, 242-6108. We'll be right back after Chris plays these other messages.
Back-to-back cold fronts, one clearing us here today with northwest winds and crisp numbers advertised for our Saturday forecast. Trying to brighten things up out there with some sunshine behind the front, 44, low tonight down to 30. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 47. And then a second front, heavier rain on Monday, high of 57. Tuesday, light rain, 61. And then here comes the cold Wednesday, Thursday. Could see some light snows midweek Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood.
Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
All right. Thank you, Hank, for reminding us on that, buddy. We appreciate that.
Remind me, I got a new song to send, Chris.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
No, sir. Not a one.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I want to tell a little story. So I was in the blind last Saturday, opening day, and I got a text that a friend of mine, buddy more so than friend, had killed a sika deer, a sika deer spike. And I thought that was pretty cool. But then I learned he was hunting in Cecil County. So knowing the folks I know, like Brian Eiler, who was on last week, I texted Brian. I said, any sika deer ever been killed in Cecil County? He said, no. I said, okay. Well, we got one for you. So I told my buddy, I said, look, as soon as you check it in, you can confirm that, I can confirm that this is the first one ever taken in Cecil County. Sure enough, that spike buck was the first deer ever taken in Cecil County, sika deer ever taken in Cecil County, Maryland. The range has expanded that much. So, we celebrated that online with the hunter and our folks on Bucks, Bears, Stags. If you want to check out that Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, or that website, our website's being updated today. Robin, just so you know.
Cool. I didn't know that.
I got a call yesterday. Barry's going to do that. So I want to say congratulations to our buddy Bill McKeon, who killed Cecil County's first sika deer. And, you know, the story kind of goes like this. He was in a stand, and I know where he hunts, and he said, I saw a spike buck. And he said it looked a little dark, but he said, you know, certainly legal deer, and identified it as a deer, shot it, and when he went down to see it, he said, well, that's unusual looking. I wonder if that's a sika deer. And it certainly was. You know, sika deer are legal in all of Maryland. You know, you're legal to take a sika deer any place you can find one in Maryland. And he did, but he didn't know it was a sika. That doesn't mean he didn't identify his target. That simply means that he shot a dark-looking spike buck. And when he got down to it, it was, you know, Cecil's a rifle county. I don't know how far away he was. He said he dropped it. It never moved. But he recognized, of course, it's a deer, knew it was legal. And you know, I've heard similar stories to people who have taken fallow deer, for example. They saw this weird-looking deer, and they shot it, and it turned out to be a fallow deer. Well, here it was, Cecil County, a sika deer. So congratulations to our buddy Bill and folks in Cecil County. Maybe you have some new deer up there to look for. How about that? So
we became experts on where it was legal to
familiar with the laws and the research and the you know, the Comar regulations and everything else about sika deer. So we were pleased to talk about that. And you know, Bill's just a great guy. He's a meat hunter. He's had some adversity in his life, and he's you know, if anybody could have taken this deer, I'm glad it was Bill. So that's all I want to say about that. And how much time do we have left there, Chris?
You got about 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. Well, what can I say in 30 seconds? I know what I can say in 30 seconds. Robin made a great dinner last night. She did pan-seared salmon with the skin on. She made a succotash with seasoning and cherry tomatoes, which was wonderful. Was that lima beans and corn? And tomatoes, yeah. And she made a slaw out of Brussels sprouts, bacon,
Pomegranate seeds,
pistachios, and shallots. Did I miss anything? And then your own special.
Feta cheese. Did you say
feta
that?
Feta cheese.
Yes.
And then your own special dressing, mm-hmm. Which that sounds like breakfast to me. So that was really, really good. And she was looking for the dried blueberries to put in there, and we couldn't find them. But we wound up finding them, and that may be added here later today. But there's the music, baby. What do you say?
Every-